Let us pray. Lord God, as you spoke long ago through the voices of your prophets, speak to us here. Speak to us now through the power of your Spirit and the promise of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our scripture this morning is from Mark's Gospel, chapter 10, and we're shortening it to verses 13 to 16. People are bringing little children to him in order that he might touch them, and the disciples spoke sternly to them. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the little children come to me. Do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. Truly, I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it." And he took them up in his arms, laid his hands on them, and blessed them. Beloved God, the grass withers, the flowers fade, but the word of our God stands forever. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Linda. Thanks for jumping in this morning. You volunteered before you knew what you were volunteering for. I like that. Who knows? We'll see. So as you probably noticed, if you're following along with the bulletin, the scripture reading was shorter than what is listed in the bulletin. The plan that we've been following has been to follow the weekly lectionary readings from the Gospel of Mark each week, pretty much. Began back in the spring and a little break over the summer, but through most of the summer and then through the fall until the beginning of the new Christian year, the liturgical year, which begins with the season of Advent, which it will be here before we know it. So that's what we've been doing, and we are in a particularly intense part of Mark's gospel, where it's one thing after another as Jesus has set himself toward Jerusalem. And so he and his disciples are on the way. And so as they are on the way, this section of Mark's gospel that we've been in and that we are in is really about, discipleship. And the disciples constantly being challenged with what sort of life they are being called into. And so it is a difficult stretch for them and for us if we take it seriously. And so this Sunday, the lectionary readings, the gospel readings, had us in Mark chapter 10, verses 2 through 16. That's what's listed in the bulletin. That's the sermon title that's in there is for a sermon that was about that whole passage. But we're not going to do that this morning. If you like to know what the sermon titles are, if you want a new sermon title for this morning, here it is. I thought of it this morning. Life at the Kids Table. Because we're going to deviate just a little bit and look at the tail end of that larger reading, which Linda just read for us. But the bulk of this lectionary passage, the whole section that came before that reading, that was originally part of today's reading, is about a time when some religious leaders come up to test and to trap Jesus with a question about divorce. And it's a difficult passage. It's one that's been abused and used in all sorts of harmful ways that are actually opposite of Jesus' intention there in his interaction with those religious leaders. And up until last night, I was going to be preaching on it. I think it's important to preach on passages like this. And I had a sermon all ready to go. Maybe we'll pull it out one day. But it wasn't quite sitting right with me. Honestly, it's been a difficult week, or 2 weeks, or 3 weeks, or I don't know, right? What is time anymore, right? And I feel like well, I felt like something just didn't feel right about it. Again, not because it's not something worth preaching on. What Jesus says in that passage, and also what he is not saying, is important. But it felt like we might get lost in the weeds of some stuff in that passage. Today is World Communion Sunday. And I realized my unease was that I feel like we need a sense of that this morning, more than what is, as I've said, a difficult passage about how Jesus is responding to a question by some of the religious leaders that is meant not to get information or understanding, but a question that is meant to trap him, and that ends up becoming a passage that has, as I said, gotten abused and used to harm people in very difficult and even vulnerable situations. And all that to say, I'm bringing this up right now because that passage is listed in the bulletin. And so you might go home and read that passage and wondering what Kevin didn't preach on, and find yourself troubled or concerned by that passage. If that's the case, please come talk to me. It's a difficult passage. So if you look at it and you're troubled or concerned, please come talk. We can talk about what Jesus is saying and doing there and what he is not saying and not doing. But for right now, for today, I want to just take in that last part of the lectionary's passage for this morning, skipping verses 2 through 12, as we jump right into verses 13 through 16. On this World Communion Sunday, this is what I think is worth us focusing on. So they were all there in a house, Jesus and his disciples. And word apparently got out that Jesus was there, and so people start coming. And they were bringing their children to him for him to touch them, to bless them. And the disciples, well, they had some stern words about this, and were trying to stop all that. And this makes Jesus indignant. The word there is he gets angry. And he says that, you know, this verse that we know, "Let the children, little children, come to me, do not stop them. For it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs." And he says that thing about how we have to receive the kingdom of God like a little child in order to actually receive it, in order to actually belong to it. And then he takes the children up in his arms, he lays his hands on them, and he blesses them. So what does this have to do with communion? This table is a sign. Not just that Jesus welcomes us, though he does. It is a sign that we belong. That we belong to Jesus. And it is a community table. So therefore, it is also a sign that we belong to each other. This table is a sign of the sheer love and grace of God. It is also a call to live in a particular way as people who are welcomed and who belong to God, yes, but also, therefore, as a people who are called to welcome one another, called to belong to one another. It is a proclamation of grace, of the good news. This is the news. That this is who you are, somebody whom God has welcomed, somebody who belongs to God. That is the good news that is proclaimed at this table. No matter what, that is what this table is a sign of. And it is also a call to go from this table, to therefore live in a particular way. Because if we belong to God and if we belong to one another, well, that changes how we are to live, doesn't it? If I belong to you, and you belong to me, then that is a part of what informs what I do, how I live, and what you do, and how you live. Because we belong to each other. So Jesus was like, "Hey, disciples, the children belong to this thing that's come near in me, and it belongs to them." Which means if you're going to be a part of it, if you're going to belong to it, you also belong to them. Now, children here, they were the literal children. But Mark is also talking about, as we mentioned a couple weeks ago, that children in that time, they had no standing They had no rights. They had no actual place at the table. But Jesus here is saying, those people that we are most likely to look at and say, they don't really belong here. Jesus is one. Those are the ones who this belongs to. And if you're going to belong to it as well, then you also belong to them. Because that's how the kingdom works. And in fact, that is what the kingdom is. Jesus and all who belong to him belonging to one another. World Communion Sunday was started in 1933 by a Presbyterian minister, no less. Practically speaking, what it does is it's an occasion. It's the first Sunday of October, as an occasion for all Christian churches to be invited to celebrate the Lord's Supper, the Eucharist, the Sacrament of Communion, right? Whatever we want to call it. See, some traditions and denominations do that every week. Others once a month. Still others once a quarter or something like that. And so on any given Sunday, some communities of God's people are celebrating it and some are not. So the idea here is that on this Sunday, whatever the normal practice is of a particular congregation or community, on this Sunday, the church body as a whole, of all different traditions and practices and denominations, of all different theological stripes, come to the table together. Because all those other things, right, some of which are important, and are important, meaningful differences. Others, not so much. But none of it means that we do not belong to one another. And belonging to one another means we have responsibilities toward one another. As we continue to navigate difficult circumstances that threaten to divide in our world, in our society, and in our communities, and in the church, this table stands here as a sign of God's grace, reminding us to whom we belong. To God, yes, but also to each other. And not just to each other in this room, but in living rooms and dining rooms and wherever folks may be worshiping online. And not just there, but also the churches down the road or on the other side of town and churches and gatherings of God's people on the other side of the world and everywhere in between, we belong to one another. Those to whom we find we have much in common and it is easy to belong to each other, and those to whom, well, it is hard to belong to one another and requires a bit of laying down of ourselves because we find we have very little in common except for this table. And this table stands here for us as a sign of the life that grace, that God's grace calls us into. A sign of the life that grace challenges us with, changing and transforming us. Difficult and challenging, you bet. But the meal on this table, provision and nourishment, food for the journey, strengthening and encouraging us all along the way. Christ himself, of which these elements through the Spirit are a sign and a seal, the life that he lived and laid down, the death that he died, and the new resurrected life in which he rose. Our provision, as we continue on the way, as we continue and learn and grow in this way. For at this table, in the breaking of bread and the sharing of the cup, always communal acts, the Spirit invites us to encounter Jesus and one another. And so I think this table has a lot for us. It is abounding in grace. And it challenges us with the same. Even now, here, as we continue to think about how we navigate life together, Navigating a continuing pandemic, both on the global and local scale, in which our actions never only affect ourselves, as we see refugees from Afghanistan and other places show up in our communities, looking for a place of welcome and belonging, and in that, a sense of security and safety. As we perhaps hear stories of those in our own communities whose experiences of life challenge ours, do we dismiss them or do we invite them in and say, you and your experiences belong as well? As much as of what is going on in the world and in our communities is revealing cracks in our belonging, this table stands here for us. And this church, celebrating 50 years this year. And looking back, this church, as we have looked back some, has had some great times, and it has had some painful times. And so come what may, especially as we all find ourselves in what continue to be difficult times around us that we are navigating, will we remember that because we belong to Jesus, we belong to one another through thick and thin, hell or high water? The invitation is to start at this table in the open arms of Jesus, inviting all to know they truly belong. I think that's some of what's going on here with Jesus and the disciples and the children. It seems to be not so much that the disciples didn't want the children around, it was that they might interrupt things with Jesus. Children do that. I imagine they were okay saying, of course kids are, you know, they're welcome, everyone's welcome, just as long as they stay orderly and quiet and don't disrupt things. But Jesus said, no, bring them on, because they belong. Right, it's one thing to welcome a visitor into your home. It's quite another to say with words and actions, you belong here. We might think of who are the children for us in this scenario? Who is it that we offer a welcome to, but, you know, as long as things don't get too disruptive? And I think that's some of what Jesus is getting at when he says that thing about whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it. I mean, I think there's a number of good things to pull out of that. But one, kids sometimes have a way of running around like they own the place, wherever they are, right? That they belong and it belongs to them, right? For good or bad, right? If you've taken little children anywhere, you've probably experienced some of that awkwardness when they just pretend they belong there, right there in the middle of, I don't know, the Target aisle, and start doing whatever they want, right? And they also, generally speaking, have a way of not being too concerned with parsing out who belongs and who doesn't. They're just there for whoever's there with them. So as we hear these words of Jesus and as we prepare to come to the table to receive the gifts of this table. This morning, do you find yourself worried that you might not belong in God's family? Because this table says otherwise. Are you wondering? Are you worried that someone else doesn't really belong? This table says otherwise. Are you wondering to whom you belong and to whom we belong? Because this table tells you. And this table tells us. Because by the way, in God's kingdom, this is just one big kid's table. But Jesus said to them, "Let the little children come to me. Do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. Truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it." And he took them up in his arms, laid his hands on them, and blessed them. May these words of Jesus today, this morning, and may this table that is before us shape who we are, a people welcomed by God and a people belonging to God. May this table shape who we seek to be, a people not just welcoming, but actually belonging to all who would share in this feast. May the bread and the cup of this table encourage and strengthen us, and all who share in this meal, to be this kind of people for one another. For at this table, all are welcomed, and all belong. For this table is a sign of the arms of Jesus, open wide and open to all. So may we receive the kingdom of God as little children.